You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. It's been a while since we've heard anything from Kenny Dorham. He'll start off the program this week.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And there's a classic from the second great Basie band from October 1957, Splanky. It's off the package, The Atomic Basie, on the Roulette label. It's sort of interesting for me since I never owned the LPs and the 12-inch reproduction of the image on each cover. I have to get out my magnifying glass and look at the CD, the jewel case, and the image is about the size of a postage stamp. But there's no mistaking this record. It's the one with the atomic fireball on the front. Again, Splanky from Count Basie on the Atomic Basie package on the Roulette label, October 1957. It gets us started here. Let's go to the top of the set. We listen to Kenny Dorham, package on the Riverside label called Blue Spring, and what we heard was Poetic Spring. That's the way it's listed on the CD case. In the discography, it's listed only as Poem. But it's from 1959, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, David Amram on flugelhorn, Cannonball Adderley, alto, Cecil Payne, baritone, Cedar Walton, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then we listen to Charles Mingus. This is Mingus Plays Piano on the Impulse label. It's just Mingus on the piano, July 1963. His rendition, I Can't Get Started. We listen to Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from April 1956. It's You or No One. Art Blakey on drums, Donald Byrd trumpet, Hank Mobley tenor, Horace Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and of course Art Blakey on the drums. That was on the Columbia label. We listen to Duke Pearson, going back to January 1962, on a package called Hush on the Jazzline label, Out of This World. Duke Pearson in a trio setting, Duke Pearson piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Walter Perkins on the drums. And that brought us around to Count Basie and Splanky from October 1957. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. We're going to start the second half of our program with three, count them, three sides by pianist Billy Taylor. Thank you.
carrying a torch for you. Oh, what a low-down groove. Really don't know what to do. My heart has no sense of humor.
Hey, there's Don Byas and a French recording done for the Vogue label in Paris, Infidel, from February of 1953. Art Simmons, another American expatriate, was there on piano with a French rhythm section. Let's go to the top. We got to do this sort of quick. We had Three Sides by Billy Taylor and the trio. These all came off a package on the Atlantic label called One for Fun, an album from June of 1959. First was A Little South Side Soul. Then we had At Long Last Love. And the third one was When Lights Are Low. It was Billy Taylor on piano, Earl May on bass, Kenny Dennis on the drums. Then we listened to Billie Holiday from May 1941, I'm in a Lowdown Groove on the OK label, Eddie Haywood Sr. and his band there, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Jimmy Powell, Lester Boone on altos, Ernie Powell on tenor, Paul Chapman on guitar, Gratian Manker on bass, and Herbert Cowens on the drums. We also heard from Mary Lou Williams. This is on the King label of all labels out there. Willow Weep for Me from January 1950. Mary Lou Williams piano, Mundo Low guitar, George DeVivier on bass, and Denzel Best on the drums. We also listened to Coleman Hawkins on the Keynote label going back to February of 1944, Night and Day. Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Teddy Wilson piano, Israel Crosby bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums, and that brought us around to Don Byas. You've been listening to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Again, the program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. To take us to the end of our program, we won't get all of this in, but a lot of it, if I quit talking right now, Howard McGhee from December 1947 on the Dial label, Cannonball Adderley, Hank Jones, Milt Jackson, Ray Brown bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, Howard McGhee on the trumpet. This is the Stop Time Blues. We'll see you next time around.